I'm Dwight Andrews. I'm the artistic director of the Atlanta Music Festival and pastor of First Congregational Church. The programs that we presented really helped our audiences as well as us as artists discover that, you know, we have a lot in common that could be lifted up in ways to further our understanding of ourselves and each other. And we decided to reclaim this idea of lifting up the African-American concert music heritage as a part of our programming. And so that's the origin of it, and that's what we're doing these days.
Tell us about the events that make up this year's festival. It looks like they go on for days here.
My name is Stephen Darcy, and I'm music director of the Atlanta Music Festival. It's very exciting what's developing with the Atlanta Music Festival. This year, we have the wonderful opera singer Laquita Mitchell. She was hailed in the New York Times for her beautiful singing in La Traviata in the New York City Opera's production in 2011. She's going to do workshops for upper and middle school students at Woodward Academy. She's going to lead vocal workshop at Emory for area college singers. She's, of course, going to have a principal role in our gala concert on the 21st at 7 p.m. at Emory Swartz Center. We're going to have a presentation from the inaugural class of our new Atlanta Music Festival Conservatory Camp for Youth. And we started it this year. This is Dwight's vision. He has a vision that not only do we need to produce beautiful concert music, but we also have to inspire the younger generations and include them in these cultural opportunities.
So in some ways, we're trying to change the whole ecology of American music, not just the performance, but the preparation of new artists and new audiences. What happens if we start them early enough that they can really get excited about making their own music? And then the culminating event will be the concert at 7 p.m. at the Schwartz Center for the Performing Arts at Emory.
And Timothy B. Miller, well known to Atlanta audiences, not only for opera, but for featured singing at the Atlanta Braves home games. Mm-hmm. He's beloved here in Atlanta, and he will be one of the featured artists in this concert. And, of course, we'll have the Meridian Chorale singing, which I'm privileged to conduct. Because when I'm giving my all, when I'm giving my all, when I'm giving my all, we'll have the Chance Choir, the First Congregational Church, conducted by their music director, Norma Rayburn. And then the great Morehouse Glee Club will be singing, one of the great choral organizations in the world. So there are some wonderful things in store in this concert.
All of this at the Schwartz Center.
Yes.
You're going to bring the house down.
We hope so.
Oh, Dwight, you do that every Sunday, don't you?
And Dwight is also speaking in the concert as well.
But very briefly. The wonderful thing about this concert is it's a program that could only happen in Atlanta. We've assembled a wonderful set of collaborators, and I think we get a chance to give a glimpse of what makes Atlanta so special as a community and as an artistic community. I think the other thing, if we put it all together in this year where we've just celebrated the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington and 150 years since the Emancipation Proclamation, this concert becomes a wonderful meditation on where we are and where we might go.